Hello there, it's Dave Allen and I'm doing my walk with the dog again. And it's always a good time to have a chat to the phone. Tell it my innermost thoughts. Well, not really. Just a bit of chat here and there about this and that. Well, I did a video today and I used the new camera app that came via a strange source. It comes in an APK sort of file. Someone had taken it out of the latest version of Android and put it out as a separate thing, and there are a couple of good things in there that I quite like. For instance, it's good at doing panoramas, and I was quite pleased to be using it. And there's another thing that it does as well, which is called a sphere, and that I really quite liked actually. I tried one in the office, and basically what you do is you take pictures going round and round in a circle, and you can sort of do it like you're inside a sphere. And then when it gets up on the website, and I uploaded one to be able to see how this worked, when you get it on the website, you can basically spin it round and look at it from inside of the sphere. And it's quite an interesting little thing. It works really quite well. I quite enjoyed it. I haven't tried the panoramic one on that particular application yet, but it is something that I'm going to give a try, because, say, that other panoramic app that I was using, I didn't like, because it was a lot of banding. It came out with terrible pictures that were really unsavable. Well, I think I did one recently that might have been done on that particular application. That kind of worked. So it's a bit more work, a bit more probing and trying out that I need to do with panoramas. But I'll get time. I've got a day off tomorrow, so that'll be good. I'll be able to do some of these things tomorrow. But anyway, back into the video. The video that I took, basically what it did was that I used the front camera on it, and the front camera, there was very little in the way of settings for the resolution and for the aspect ratio of the video. I ended up with a video which was 640 by 480, which is kind of an odd sort of size, 4x3 size, and not what I wanted or what I expected at all. I have been using the camera app on the phone already. That's what I've been doing most of my filming with lately, in fact. And I've been getting some nice 720p video out of the front camera, so I was expecting to get the same again. The thing about doing it with the front camera is that I can use it to frame myself in the video, so I can see what I'm taking a picture of. And if I turn it around and I'm looking at the back of the camera, then I don't know if I've got myself properly in frame. So that's why I wanted to be able to continue using that front camera. And on this new application, it wouldn't let me. So on the back camera with this new application, it does give me some options. I could do it in 720p, I can do it in 1080p. And that would be okay. So I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with this. Maybe it's a version which is going to be improved upon later. It's just a version, just like a beta version or something like that, and we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, for video, I'm going back to the old camera application. Today was a sort of quiet day at the campsite, as was expected, because of the fact that it's the last weekend of the month, and I suspect that most people were without money. You know what it's like at the end of the month, no money left. And last weekend was the weekend of San Juan, so everyone spent all the money and had nothing left to spend. Although this week is the start of the Spanish holidays, and of course that means that, you know, people from Barcelona are going to start coming off to the seaside places and have their holidays. It's funny how such a lot of people do like to stay fairly close to home, or they like to kind of get away as well. So, I mean, it's not quite a staycation where you go up to a hotel or some place to stay in the same town. This is more like going 100 kilometres up the coast and choosing a holiday place, a resort like Playa d'Aro, basically having your holiday sort of home from home, as it were. I think a lot of it's down to the fact that, well, with most countries, you get this language barrier thing. I think they like to go somewhere where they can still speak their own language, even if it's with someone speaking Spanish to them or Catalan to them in the way that I do. It's just as bad Spanish. Well, I make myself understood and people can understand me and I can understand them, so it's not so bad really. But I dare say they'd prefer it if there was someone speaking proper Catalan to them or proper Spanish to them, but I do my best. Sometimes it surprises me, in fact, how well I do with regards to the Spanish language. I'm speaking Spanish all day long. There are some customers there that speak English too. There's the Dutch ones and some of the Belgian ones. I speak English to those. And then the Germans, I speak German to them, so. And do you know what? Out of all the languages I can speak, I like speaking German the best. Spanish is not so bad. Probably because now I've been speaking Spanish for so long, I've been here for 10.5 years. And I'm kind of getting into the swing of it, as it were. But the only thing is that it's just familiarity, really. When it comes down to the sound of language and just the way it works and, you know, the conversing and so on. I like German. Anyway, I shouldn't say that while I'm walking around here. On the streets of Catalonia. As I say, some people say that. Catalonia is a country by itself and not part of Spain. In fact, there are a lot of people that would love to see it if there was a separation of Catalonia from Spain. There's a certain amount of local government here with Catalonia, but I think it's not quite as devolved as might be seen in Scotland. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. There's people who are pushing for it all the time. You see the Catalan rebel flags up from time to time. Even around here where I'm walking the dog, you see one or two Catalan rebel flags there. It's kind of like the Catalan flag normal, which is yellow and red, but it's got more stripes in it than the Spanish flag. The Spanish flag is just one yellow stripe in the middle with a big red stripe under the top and bottom of that, whereas the Catalan flag has about 4 or 5 stripes of red and yellow. But the rebel one adds a triangle of blue with a white star in it at the flagpole end. So we see those around here and then. In fact, you can even get towels to put on the beach that are in the shape of the rebel Catalan flag. There you go, being a rebel. So anyway, this is Dave Allen doing a bit of chatting about this and that and whatever and stuff. So, bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.